How are you, Mr. Hochberg?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
David is the vice president of lending for Team Hochberg. He's the host of the Saturday show that starts at 10 a.m. Home Sweet Home Chicago. Sometimes different times, depending on sports and that schedule, but mostly 10 a.m. after Lou. Where should we start? Reverse mortgages. You're talking a lot about those these days.
Unbelievable. I just did a whole bunch of new ads that you guys are reading, and they're real-life situations. I got a call from a fraternity brother of mine yesterday. His parents live in Joliet, $300,000 home. They're in their 80s, free and clear, outlived their assets, not doing so well, slowing down in their older age, looking to get maybe some in-home health care to take care of mom and dad, ran the number. He's like, yeah, I heard these... You know, my sister called up one of these companies, and I think they're bad. I'm like, well, I think you need to learn more about the product. And this is a guy who was one of my best friends, right? I mean, I pledged together. We went to weddings and funerals and all that together. And long story short, ran the numbers. His parents would qualify, own their home free and clear in Joliet, $284,000 home. Sorry, they're in their 80s. $118,000 reverse mortgage. First year, they gain access to $65,000. With a cost of living increase of 4%. So it's either I go to him, I'm like, are you ready to write mom and dad a check for $4,000 to $5,000 a month for their in-home health care? Or would you rather them taking out of their home where you know and your brothers and sisters don't have to write that check? He's like, well, you know, after I talked to him for 25, 30 minutes, he's like, well, I guess it's not that bad. Tax-free income, you could set up a distribution however you want. It's got a cost of living improvement.
That income's tax-free.
It's tax-free.
And I guess it should be because you pay taxes on those dollars to buy your house.
Yeah.
But you had appreciation over the years. You think the IRS would get a handle on it.
Well, let's not talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they're sticking their hands in our pockets everywhere else. But all cash-out refinances, as of right now, thanks, John, for blowing it for everybody.
Sorry, everybody.
How is
it that they only got $114,000 if you said they owned it free and clear and it was valued at $280,000?
Because there's a negative amortization, right? It's based upon how old you are. And with the rates being so high, they qualified for less. If they came to us 2 years ago, they would have been 78, but the rates were a lot lower, and they would have qualified for more. The reverse mortgage lender builds in enough of a cushion there, right? So it goes from the old 118, there's 287, the place where 285, there's enough room there when they don't make the mortgage payment or elect to defer the mortgage payment, it gets added to the back end of the loan.
Okay, so when you take the money out, it's like a HELOC that way, right?
That exactly like a HELOC that you're not paying interest on and your balance keeps increasing.
But then what happens when you use, so say if you take $118,000 out of a $280,000 house.
Yep, you still have $160,000, $70,000.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So then, but so when I use up all of that money that I've taken out.
Yep.
I can't take any more money out of the house,
correct?
Right? But now I owe on the $118,000 that I've taken out of the house.
Yeah,
I have to start paying that back.
No, you don't. You don't ever have to pay back a reverse mortgage ever, 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 ever have to pay back if you don't want to. It just gets added to the back of the loan. He's like, well, "What happens when they pass away?" I'm like, "We're all going to pass away." If they both pass away peacefully in the house, you sell the house. And if there's any equity left in the house, you guys split it amongst the kids. Or if you're upside down, the mortgage dies with the parents.
David Hochberg is here, vice president of lending at Team Hochberg. We were talking about reverse mortgages. You've heard his commercials, and a lot of them are about that these days. So you told us a story about an 80-year-old couple. Their adult kids said, hey, we got to get some money to help mom and dad more.
Fraternity brother of mine. I've known him for 30 years.
And they own their home outright.
Outright.
If I don't own the home outright, I can still take a reverse mortgage.
Based upon the equity of your home.
That's just up to you. And I guess a lender, like maybe if you have $100,000 in equity in the house, what would they give you?
Depends then? Upon how old you are. So the older you are, the more money you get. I think I gave you guys a commercial about a 95, 97-year-old gentleman in Naperville who wanted to live in age in place, and his kids want him to move into an assisted living facility. He's like, I ain't moving. You know, I've got all this equity in my home. So he pulled out a reverse mortgage, financed the $9,600, you know, monthly fee. So it depends upon how old you are.
So they do an actuarial thing?
Yes. It's based upon 100-year life expectancy. So the older you are, the gentleman in Naperville, may he rest in peace. He recently passed away, was able to get more because he was in his 90s than this couple in their 80s as opposed to a couple in their 60s.
Ask David. David, if you can refinance a reverse mortgage if the rates go down.
Absolutely, you can. Most reverse mortgages are based, unless you have a fixed rate loan that was based upon the rate when you took it out, all the HECM, home equity conversion mortgage, is similar to a HELOC. So the rates adjust monthly.
Well, so you don't need to do a...
You don't need to refi.
It'll adjust...
Just up and down anyway. Right. The only reason you'd want to refinance a reverse mortgage is if your property has increased in value substantially and you're able to gain access to more money, but the cost might be prohibitive.
Can you ask David about condo lending and new guidelines for safety / soundness? I'm finding it difficult to get financing on a condo.
I've never heard of condo being turned down for safety / soundness. I've heard of condos not getting approved. So here, when you buy a condo, not only do we have to get the borrower approved, we have to get the condo approved. And if there's pending litigation...
You mean the building that the condo is in?
The building. So right now we're working on a challenging transaction. What happens at WGN Listener is the property manager, and we helped her refinance. So when my loan officer called, who's working on this transaction, said, hey, we need paperwork. You know, what's going on with this litigation? She's like, it's this, it's that. I'll send you over the court paper. So we need to see what type of litigation. Is it a slip and fall that somebody is suing and the condo association has enough insurance to cover it? It's not that big of a deal. In this case, the condo association is suing some contractor, and every lender is going to want to know what's entailed. So we got to dive a little deeper into that. But if that listener is having challenges, I'd like to talk with him or her to find out what their challenges are, because it's the first time I've heard. Listen, if you've got a gigantic crater in front of your condo, yeah, I mean, that's a safety issue. But safety and soundness, I've never heard of that.
Well, let me read this here. Yeah. You asked David about condo lending. We have a giant crater in front of
that would be a challenge.
Oh, my God, David.
Yes, that would be a big problem.
The median price on a new home in America is now over $400,000.
Yeah, the affordability is, it used to take, I think, like a year or two in order for our listeners to afford to buy a home. Now it's like 6 years to be able to afford to buy a home.
What's a 30-year fix now?
It's going to start, the market's been rallying up. The 10 years at 4.3, so the high sixes, low sevens. We just quoted a lady yesterday, a WGN listener, buying a home. She bought for $375,000, putting $175,000 down. So 50% loan to value. We got her in 699 because she had 820 credit scores.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So most people don't have 50% in 820.
Yeah.
So most people are going to pay north.
In the sixes, high sixes, low sevens. Yeah. Or maybe high sevens, or maybe FHA loans. You could get into. There are so many different variables.
How much money are people putting down these days? What percent?
3 to 3.5%.
I'm surprised.
Why not?
Because that's what got us into this pickle last
time. That's not what got us into this pickle.
People were borrowing too much. They had too much loan to the value of the house, and they were getting 103%.
Okay, I agree with. There were these no documentation loans that people were in the back room with their Photoshop printing off tax returns and W-2s and pay stubs.
I want to say this, David. I'm not against people. I want you to own a home. So if you can do it, go.
I'll tell you
what. Get a house.
I'll tell you what. Just to debunk what you just said, respectfully, of course, the VA loan allows you veterans and surviving spouses to purchase a home with no money down. Guess what's the most positive performing loan in the entire portfolio of loans?
I don't know.
VA loans.
What do you mean positive performing? I mean they are no defaults?
You're always going to have a default. People are going to die. People are going to get injured. People are going to lose their jobs. People are going to get divorced. People are, you know, the other 100 different reasons you go into foreclosure. But the VA loans are the most positive performing loans out of any loan category out there. FHA, conventional, Fannie Freddie, USDA, the VA loan is number one in performance, and they allow you to buy a home with
zero. How much of a concern is it if I'm going to do a reverse mortgage and take the money out of the house that maybe I own free and clear, maybe not, but maybe I do, and then my kids are like, yeah, we were counting on that.
Okay.
But it's not your money, it's your mom or dad's money, so they get to do with it whatever. What is that?
Yeah, okay, I get this answer. I get this all the time from experienced homeowners. Well, I want to leave my kids money. Meantime, they're working off of $1,234 a month in Social Security, and their real estate tax bill just went up here in Cook County, and they can't afford to live in the home. So I go, hey, are any of your kids going to be, you know, writing checks to you now?
And I got letting you move in.
Right. Can I mention Susan Burrow, the realtor that gave back those sweaters?
You can, but I want to read two text messages. Go. You'll like this one. David is great. We always learn something new when he's on the radio. His Saturday show is great. And then there's a thumbs up here, David.
You know what that means? Should make this weekly.
It feels like we do. And then it says here, 224 says, ask David if a reverse mortgage can be done if the house is paid for. I think we covered that.
100%.
If it's not paid for, you can get a reverse mortgage. And if it's completely paid for,
it's easier.
So tell us the story about the vest.
Okay. I'm driving to my office yesterday. I receive a call from a realtor by the name of Susan Bro. She's a Caldwell Banker realtor out of Long Grove, listens to our show on Saturday. And for the past 2 years, she's made a $500 donation to get a autograph Eddie Olczyk sweater and an autographed Dennis Savard sweater. So she's got these two hanging up in her house. Out of the blue, she calls me up. She's like, you know, I love your show. I listen all the time. I learn so much. I want to give back the jerseys. I go, why? I'm just like, why you want to give back jerseys? I want you to use those jerseys to raise more money to buy bulletproof vests because something just happened to our family that had like a light went off. I go, okay, what happened? Family of friend of hers knows the police officer, Sergeant Finbar O'Donnell. Off duty, he was working from Oak Lawn. He's a sergeant in the Oak Lawn. He was working off duty security, got shot multiple times, and the vest saved his life. And that just put a light on in Susan Bro's head, Caldwell Banker Realtor in Long Grove, to be like, you know what? I've got these two jerseys. These vests are valuable. Maybe you could use these two vests, an autograph Eddie Olczyk and an autograph Dennis Savard, to help the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation purchase two new vests for other police officers. And if the Oak Lawn Police Department doesn't replace this vest because maybe they won't because he's off duty, I told Susan that I would buy a replacement vest for Finbar O'Donnell. So he wouldn't have to come out of pocket. And she offered to pay the other half as well.
What do those vests cost? $500-$600?
$500-$600, depending. I don't know what type of vest he had, but $500-$600. Yeah. So if you would like a autograph Eddie Olczyk and Dennis Savard sweater, Hawks red sweater, text me 773. It's $500. 773-456-6526. 773-456-6526. We're having a check presentation with the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation tomorrow with Alderman O'Shea at Barstool Chicago, because they hooked me up with Dante at Goodnight Johnny Boys, and we raised $13,500.
I knew you had that fundraiser coming up. So if I buy the sweater, someone's going to get a vest.
Yeah.
And your number is 773.
That's my cell phone.
456-6526.
Yeah, send me a text. We'll figure out the money. I'll get it over to them, and we'll buy two new vests for Chicago police officers.
David Hochberg is the vice president of lending at Team Hochberg. Listen to him Saturday at 10. Okay, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Good to see you.